Barbara, Barbara Finley, Findley, Finley. This is a it's always the same thing. Let's see, 2023 minus 19. Right? 70? Yeah. 70-year-old woman with a history of breast cancer that was diagnosed in the summer of 2020. Patient did well with treatment initially. Let's initially both with chemo and radiation therapy period. At the end of 2022, she was placed on was doing well on tamoxifen. And continued with tamoxifen period. In the spring of 2023, patient was diagnosed with butterfly gliocytoma in her brain, which was not resectable. She developed vasogenic edema and AMS at the time of presentation. Period. She suffers from lower extremity weakness. And has had numerous falls secondary to it, period. Patient is treated with Keppra for seizure, but continued to lose weight, continues with brain edema despite being on Decadron, period. Patient has now developed renal insufficiency, also suffers from lung mass, hypertension, pulmonary nodules, and glioblastoma multiforme. Period. She is no longer a candidate for chemo or radiation. She is now has developed a protein calorie malnutrition, anemia, and has decided against any further chemotherapy or radiation therapy. She wishes to die at home. This was discussed with patient, family, and patient's primary care physician. Subsequently, the patient has been placed on hospice with most likely less than 6 months to live, given her multiple assaults on her body, including glioblastoma with stage 4 with lung nodules and a previous history of breast cancer. Patient requires pain medication around the clock and requires help of nurses and aides to be able to stay at home. Patient is requires help with ADL as well as has now become bowel and bladder incontinence. Thank you.